Ontario, from Canada, Belgium, Europe, Nicaragua. This is a very, very representative call. Shelley and I were talking just recently, and I'm sure she's on this call. We've gotten to know you. We got to know your voices. And I think if I heard you somewhere, sometimes I've been in a grocery store and people will say, I know that voice. And they listen to me on the radio. Maybe they haven't even seen the TV. But it's wonderful how our voices are together now. And we're praying up to the Lord. I want to read you something. Well, first of all, I want to talk about what's going on. And I sent out my blog, and I sent out a tweet, and for the hearings that are going on right now, I'm going to read you the blog that I sent. I sent this tweet: pray, all caps, may God, the judge of all, give us judges that will, quote, do right, Genesis 18:25, Hebrews 12:23, and senators who will do right. The Kavanaugh confirmation hearings are Tuesday through Friday. Cover in prayer. In my blog, I expanded on those scriptures and gave their scriptural settings. Abraham, in one of the greatest biblical examples of intercession, said, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Genesis 18:25. Sometimes, you know, when I just don't know exactly what to pray about a matter, I say that. I say what Abraham said, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And he shall. Even if you something comes up and you think, I don't know how in the world that could happen or that could be, just repeat that. It'll calm your spirit. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? God always does right. And we want judges who do right. That's why I said, I pray for senators who will do right and give us judges that will do right. Hebrews 12 teaches that the body of Christ does business in prayer in the very throne room of God with the one who is identified as God, the judge of all. He's God, the judge of all. God, the judge of all the earth, who always does right. And so we're praying now. I put the agenda. I'm on a White House call, and they call us over different things. They had called us about the hearings and told us what the agenda would be. Yesterday was opening statements and introductions, and I was sent from the White House what Kavanaugh said, which was very wonderful. And then I'll read you. They said that, of course, it went to like a right along party lines. And that people who are going to be running for president in 2020 on the Democratic side, those senators, were the questioners. And evidently they accused him of something that happened when he was a counsel, White House counsel, during the Bush administration. And people are saying that it's absurd. He never had anything to do. He was not on the particular cases they were talking about, which had to do with questioning of terrorists. And so, long story short, we need to have this man. We need to have a man or a woman in a position who will be a righteous judge. Everything I've read about him and everything he said yesterday in his opening remarks, he vowed to be, quote, a neutral and impartial arbiter. And so we're going to pray now about those hearings. Father, in the name above all names, you are the judge. You are the judge of all the earth. You always do right. And Father, we deserve, we don't deserve. But in your kindness and your mercy, we would ask for judges that do right. I know of some cases, Father, that just down on local levels, that the judges were impartial, and they weren't fair, Lord. Oh, Father, please give us judges that will do right. In the name above all names, we're asking here on state levels, we're asking for city judges, federal judges, and all the way up to the Supreme Court. Oh, God, in the name above all names, We would ask you judges that would do right. Holy Father, in Israel right now there are cases up before you that seem to be after the Prime Minister and his wife. We don't know about all those cases, but Father, in the name above all names, I'm asking you in that holy land that you would give them judges that would do right. In the name above all names, protecting their people. Dearest Father, we worship and adore you and give you glory. And we pray first of all for those who are in authority. We thank you for the President of the United States. We thank you for the leaders of Canada and other places that are on this line. Holy Father, in the name above all names, we ask you to keep them safe, to direct them. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask and koramba lasati, we intolomora tishkatanya nikara dobre, si telekalantanya, estoniera, estoniera, estoniera. I want to read to you something. Most of you know who Max is. You know he is the Muslim, former Muslim friend, now whom the Lord has chosen to give visions. These visions usually are, I found in the pattern of them, they have to do with the Middle East, and they have to do with getting people to pray. And Max has been told on occasions after the vision comes to contact me. And I know this is because the Lord has given us a very wonderful prayer platform, of which you are it. And so here is a vision that was given to Max on Sunday, September 2nd. I've not gone out with it yet in a blog. I will. I have to figure out how to do the wording. Because when you go online, people do crazy things. And but with you on this phone, you're all dedicated and consecrated, and I can be quite open with you, so I'm just going to read you the vision as it came. Max's wife, he called me on the phone, and then Max's wife sent me the email. And in her words, here it comes. It was an open vision. Max's feet were not on the ground. He could see from an aerial view. He was in the north, looking south at the military, and as equipment, military and equipment movement, at the military and equipment movement. He saw, and these are his words she's typed, I saw a long line of military trucks with missile launchers interspersed with long missiles, approximately 20 meters long with red tips. The caravan was moving slowly, and there were military personnel walking alongside with rifles, machine guns, and it was early morning, dawn. The roads were curvy, surrounded by rocks and hills. There was a city or town nearby. I saw military personnel, possibly some top leaders. Max saw a road named Ramesh, and she spelled it R-A-M-E-E-S-H, on the southern border of Lebanon, where Hezbollah operates. I asked the Lord, what is this? Jesus said, this is Iran and Hezbollah planning to attack Israel on September 11. Max said, Lord, Iranians and Hezbollah, they look the same to me. He said, they are the same. Max asked, what are they doing? Jesus said, they have demonic thinking. The devil is telling them to attack the American embassy in Jerusalem and the surrounding area. Tell my children to pray to the Father so I can stop the attack. My children can stop the attack by praying to the Father, but they must pray. Israel will be protected by Israel, by my Father hearing the prayers of his children. I'm sharing this with you, Sister Billy, to ask you to pray as the Lord said his children's prayers will be heard and the attack can be stopped. And then Max quotes Deuteronomy 20, verse 4, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. So let us lift this up to the Lord right now. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we know, we don't understand it all, but it is written in the new covenant, it is written in the letters, that we are to pray to the Father. And so now, as the Son has appeared to Max, we are making our prayer to the Father concerning this situation. We know that this has to do with authority. Authority here on earth has been given to the body. Oh, Father, what a marvelous and humbling thought that you, that Jesus the head, gave the authority on earth to the body. And what the body says goes. And so this is what we say from brothers and sisters here on earth. We say to you, Holy Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, you chose to grant this vision to Max. You chose to tell him that we must lift our voices together to you, and you can and will stop it. And so that's what we pray. Holy Father, I saw on the news one day or two after Max told me this, that they had discovered, Israel had discovered a secret way that they were getting weapons into Hezbollah. I know that's because Max and his church and some of us and others were already, and people that you tell that we don't even know anything about, were already praying. And now, Father, we pray this through to the end. We pray this through to the end in the name above all names. Any plots that are planned for September 11, this one from Iran, any others that they have plotted, any others that terrorist groups around the country, around the world would have plotted for September 11. We know how they think. We know how the enemy thinks to do things on anniversary dates. And in the name of all, above all names, Father, we've prayed now in the natural. We've used our own tongues. But right now we're going to pray in the Spirit, and we're going to trust you to give us utterance concerning this thing that you, that Max saw that you gave them. I calamora astianora I vroto sceneli papa onda hetene mi papa che bo papa lo ti su noma ma che li tundo vro papi e jo tutto do do ba e do do copua e si tu non uati vroto a ma che li dugia sceno papa li te nero no coca. Era tala sito lo gombe calacalatigne no nombre calacaladigno hoscete fritto scadiaron cahagli dosge de vraccio ginimu accete de vapogenito e già non merio non cogete verba casciande le coria ma calacadagne nicolo brete i volomoro sito lo donie ne me cahaladigno no cogete care conica care conica conica, care conica, ilivrato, ilivrato, ilivrato. Oh, scenema caie nicolo ciotte, scito do don baba le seto non gambratito. Chi frotesci di andono cohosciatano cohombrete di calatata di cohoscete. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we want to thank you for our president. I want to thank you that we prayed about UNRWA, and we prayed, Father, about the United Nations, that they would have that we would cut off the payment for killing, and that we prayed that they would change the what they're saying, or at least, so anyway, the whole thing is they were saying the wrong things about refugees. They were allowing that there would be millions of refugees that would come under the UNRWA Act and would be recognized to really literally overtake Israel. And we just want to thank you that President Trump, and I'm reading now from Christians United for Israel put out, President Trump's decision to cut UNRWA U.S. support to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA, is generating a lot of heat, but not much light. For example, the New York Times editorial board blasted the decision as vengeful and short-sighted. But the Trump administration is making the right call. UNRWA is a corrupt organization that perpetuates terrorism against Israel. Over the weekend, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hailed Trump's decision, saying, "They created a unique institution 70 years ago not to absorb the refugees but to perpetrate them. Therefore, the U.S. has done a very important thing by halting the financing for the Refugee Perpetuation Act, known as UNRWA." And so they list some of the things, the Jerusalem Post, all over Israel. They're very thankful. We're thankful. I don't know if you remember, but we prayed about this just last week. And so we're so thankful for some things that our president has done, Father. And we want to praise you and thank you for it. We want to give you glory for it, Holy Father. And I wanted to point this out to you. We talked about it last week, that never, and I got a revelation right last week while we were on the phone, never has the White House of the United States had a state dinner for anything to do with people having to do with the church. But they give them for state heads of state, but they gave a full state dinner for evangelical leaders. I understand there are about 120 there in August, the 27th. And it was an honor. And while we were on the phone last week, there just came a revelation to me. They honored the highest kingdom of all. They honored something far past China or any other state leader. Recently they gave a China one, but they've given others. And they have never given, and what came to me last week was, this is the highest government of all, and they honored it. Now, the White House did publish the remarks that President Donald Trump made, and you can get them online. And he rehearsed the things that he had done, and he did honor John McCain there at that dinner. I'll read you verbatim what he said. "Our hearts and prayers are going to the family of Senator John McCain. We very much appreciate everything that Senator McCain has done for our country." So the politicism never stops, but he said, "We're here this evening to celebrate America's heritage of faith, family, and freedom." And he talks, he said, "In recent years, the government tried to undermine religious freedom, but the attacks on communities of faith are over. We've ended it. We've ended it. Unlike some before us, we are protecting your religious liberty. In the last 18 months alone, we've stopped the Johnson Amendment from interfering with your First Amendment rights. We've taken action to defend the religious conscience of doctors, nurses, teachers, students, preachers, faith groups." And he goes on to list the other things. "We've spoken out against religious persecution around the world." And goes on and on with things that have benefited us. Now, he said, "Here in the state dining room carved into this fireplace is the famous prayer of John Adams. It says, 'I pray heaven bestow the best of blessings on this house.'" And that's really what it means. But as he went on and they prayed, there was a time when he asked the press to leave and asked people to turn off their phones. And one person did not. They called him a weasel afterwards, but they said they were glad he did it. And behind closed doors, the president said to him, "There is organized political, I'd call it a shadow government, trying to come into power and come out of the shadows. They are organized, and the first thing they want to do is take away everything that has benefited the church and benefited believers, and benefited Israel." Remember that when God said to, in September 16, 2016, he said, Jesus said in another vision to Max, he said, I'm putting President Trump into power because I want to, through him, bless the United States, bless Israel, and bless Jerusalem. This has happened. And it we know that that's still the will of God. He still wants to bless the United States. He wants to bless Israel. He wants to bless Jerusalem. And so the president behind those closed doors said to them, we have to win the, we have to keep that kind of thinking in the midterm elections. The midterm elections are right upon us. They're coming upon us in November. I saw in Massachusetts that you had a very, your Democratic primary, unseated a man who had been in there many years and gave it to a, what they're calling progressive, which is socialism, to the nth degree. I asked my granddaughter, Hannah, who's very, you know, she's a prayer warrior. I said, Hannah, do you remember anything about communism? Do you remember how it was? She said, no, not at all. Mimi, I wasn't alive. And I looked at her birth date and I saw she was not alive. They don't know about that socialism and the things that are trying to creep in. And every socialistic government has turned up to be godless and persecuting people who worship God. So in the name above all names, Father, we're lifting up to you our midterm elections here in the United States, knowing, Father, it's still your will to bless the United States, to bless Israel, to bless Jerusalem. Heavenly Father, I know that's your will. I know that is your will. Oh, Father, put the burden of prayer upon praying people in this earth. Put that burden of prayer upon them in Jesus' name. I see you putting prayer on people. I see you raising up prayer groups. I saw you, Father. I see you and recognize you raising up with the prayer voice that Pat Robertson has and others. I see you raising up united prayer. Holy Father, in the name above all names, we're asking you to keep in power by your influence, by your influencing. I know you don't make anybody do anything, but Holy Father, you've got a lot of children. You have so many children. Isola Brasito Lanonia in this nation, and we ask you to move upon them to go and vote. We ask you to move upon them that to how to vote, and we ask you to move upon them, Holy Father, to go get others. There are a lot of older people, maybe even in like a home, you know, an elderly care home, and they would vote. They can walk around, but they can't. They don't have a car. They can't get to the polls. So that might be something for you to consider doing. Father, we want to keep our freedoms. We want to keep them, Father, and we know that we can through prayer. Oh, dear Father, it just came to me, folks. Like that movie, War Room, the front lines right now are in the war rooms of prayer. And they're on you. You're the soldiers on the front lines. It's so marvelous that you came with us today. And I want to ask you to lift up Julie. Julie works for us. She heads up our offices. She does a magnificent job in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And yesterday, her 40-year-old daughter was killed. And you don't need to know all of the details, but just lift up Julie and her family. Her daughter's name is Michelle. Michelle had a grown daughter. She had a grandbaby herself, and she has boys, I think, in junior high school, or maybe early high school. So if you would just please say to the Father, I lift up Julie in Oklahoma. I lift up Michelle's family in Oklahoma. And then every time you think of them, say this. I surround Julie with faith and love. I surround Michelle's family with faith and love. O alabaratisco. Now let's just pray a little bit for Julie in the spirit. Kila Donya Nika, oh Papalita, portion, Lord. Oh, shelitanyo, ivrate sonakalandinyo no kobreti shato, avalitoria makalatinyo no nombre istiatora, en verto ninyo nikola toshke, eshano maya nikola toshata, lido shanto and perishing, oh, we lift up the perishing, Lord, in the name above all names. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I will be there at noon prayer today, and trusting that you can be with us, and we'll take these things and others to the Lord in prayer. Those of you who might have been hit by hard weather last night in Florida and other places in your areas, Father, we do lift up those folks. I understand that there have been some deaths. Dear Father, we lift up those families and lift up protection from that weather wherever it goes, and that those who know how to stop it and live in those areas of habitational authority will stop it. Lift them up to do so, Father. And in the name above all names, we pray for restoration, restoration of properties, restorations of lives that somehow might be upset by this. In the name above all names, we do praise you and thank you that you answer, Holy Father, our prayers. I thank you, Father, for every single person on this call. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I plead the blood of Jesus over them this very day. Do not forget, folks, every single morning to sit in your place of authority and rule and reign in your dominion, in your life, every single day to do this. God of our Lord, we're going to pray the prayer together now. God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your power to us who are to believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Messiah when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that is named. And we, oh, you put him, Lord. You put him, all things, you put all things under his feet. And you gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the ecclesia, which is his body, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you who are rich in mercy, and in order to satisfy the great love wherewith you love us, when you quicken the head, you quicken the body. When you raise the head, you raise the body. When you seated the head, you seated the body in him. And you said to the body in Romans 5:17, Hallelujah. Those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one Jesus Christ. We thank you for translating us out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of your dear Son, the kingdom of the light, and seating us in him at your right hand. And from there, and because we're alive and positioned on earth, in the name above all names, I say to you, kingdom of darkness, from Satan on down to the lowest level devil, you're under our feet. And in the name that's above, cease and desist in your maneuvers today. I bind you in the name. You'll not touch a person on this line. I plead the blood of Jesus over myself, spirit, soul, and body, everyone on this line connected in prayer. I plead the blood of Jesus over Ila Namora, my family, over the good works God ordained that we should walk in, and all of those who work in those good works with us. I plead the blood of Jesus over the places of those good works, greater Branson, greater Tulsa, greater Bartlesville. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over every car, or plane that carries anyone I've spoken, and I plead the blood over the Road to Prayer Mountain today and all the equipment and all the prayer that we shall lift up from there. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you'll not touch any of it. And I say Satan, I mean the entire kingdom of darkness down to the lowest level devil. Now you keep your hands off our monies, our wherewithal to do the will of God. In Jesus' wonderful and precious name, we're thankful to you, Father, that we have the very right and indeed the commission and indeed the order to reign in life. What a wonderful thing it is to be able to do. In Jesus' name, I love you, Lord, and we love you and praise you and give you glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Shalom, shalom. Until next time.